Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and I just learned something. I learned that the program sounds a lot better when I turn up the volume on my headset. Here I am about to start the show thinking, where are we? I don't hear the theme music. And lo and behold, I push the button, and all of a sudden, I can hear. So welcome to the
show. I'm rocking out. I'm hearing it.
Mr. Parker, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mr. Zimek, Gary.
Dave, talk about this weather.
Oh, man. I'm so pumped for this weather. This is probably the best day of June. We are just so blessed for the end of June here in this region.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful day driving up. We have got a great show for you today. Plus, I have an announcement that I want to make in a few minutes. Very exciting. I'm excited about this. So before we do that, let's kick things off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for giving us another day. We're grateful that you are allowing us to remain on this earth for one more day. Therefore, you must have a reason for us to be here. Please let us know what we can do to serve you, how we can bring you to those around us, those people who we will meet today. Please grant us the grace to be able to not give in to pressure, not give in to the anxiety, but to trust you and to trust that you are always with us. Father, we ask you to speak through us. Send your Holy Spirit. Ask him to come alive today on this program so that your message can be proclaimed over the airwaves. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And all together, Mr. Parker, we say,
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit, Amen. And of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I am so fired up.
I know, so am I.
I am excited.
Frank
Eliason, our Director of Operations, is looking at us from beyond the glass window saying, who are these guys?
Really? You look like Gary, you look like Dave, but where are they?
That's right. Well, I'm excited, Dave. Today on the program, we're going to be visited by a friend of mine. His name is Ray Mooney. He is the National Director of Parish Consecration for the group MyConsecration.org. We're going to be talking about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. This is something that has changed my life. And Ray's the guy responsible. So I wanted to have him come on the show to talk a little bit about total consecration. What is it? How can Mary help us? Why do we need her? I mean, that's a very common question with a lot of people who question, is the Blessed Mother really necessary? Well, I think you're going to be interested to hear what Ray has to say about that. We'll also be joined by another old friend, Tom Price. He's the Director of Programming and Production for EWTN Radio. I've wanted to get Tom on the program for a while now. We were finally able to make it happen because I want to talk about Catholic radio and some of the great programming provided.
He's a very nice guy.
He is. Some of the great shows that are provided through the EWTN radio network. So Tom will be on the show.
I'm sorry, Gary. I didn't mean to step on that line. I met him at World Media and the Families when they had their a huge footprint in the, in the vendor hall. And we were just, Holy Spirit Radio, had a booth around the corner, so to speak. It was a big place. So.
It was. You know what's funny? I was down there that day. I was down there for one of the days, and I couldn't find the Holy Spirit Radio booth. And at the time,
I had trouble at first.
It was funny. I was walking all around. I said, huge. I know you guys are there, but I was never able to find it.
There were so many vendors there.
It was a huge
from all over the country and the world.
Yeah, very, very big event. All right, Dave, before I do the gospel, I have some really exciting news. I have said on this program, I fully believe that the Holy Spirit is the program director here. The Holy Spirit gives me the ideas.
Hey, wait, Frank's looking at us.
The Holy Spirit gives me the ideas about who should come on the program. Mm-hmm. And I really feel he has not led us astray. There are people, I have not, just about everybody I've asked to come on the show as a guest has said, yes, we would love to do it. And we're getting some big-time national guests on the program, as well as some great local guests. So yesterday on the show, we had Bobby Schindler on, and I thought Bobby was fantastic. He is doing such a great job to help those who, for medical reasons, are may oftentimes unable to, their lives are in jeopardy.
Yes.
And a lot of times the decisions are out of their hands, they're out of their family's hands. And we saw, as in the case of his sister, Terry Schiavo, some really tragic things happen. So Bobby is a great pro-life advocate. And I thought the pro-life message is incredibly important to me personally, to those at Holy Spirit Radio. And I want it to be a big part of this show. And we have had numerous pro-life guests on in the past. But I thought the time has come for a regular pro-life segment. And I really want to do it every week to make sure that we really address this issue. So I got this idea yesterday, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice to reach out and have a regular rotating group of guests one day each week, at least one day each week, devoted to pro-life matters? So I said, all right, Holy Spirit, who do you got? And I had some ideas. So I started reaching out.
They sent you the roster?
So I started reaching out to people yesterday, and resounding yeses is what I got in return. So as a result, here's what we're going to start on the program. And I'm still waiting for at least one person to get back to me, so I can't fully give you the complete roster of who we have. But here's what will happen beginning next Thursday. Our first guest each Thursday will address some aspect of the pro-life movement, right? Yeah. Because it's all different. We have we have abortion, we have end of life issues, we have people, you know, like Bobby Schindler advocating
things
for
in between.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's as they say, a womb to tomb movement. From conception to natural death.
Yes.
Life must be protected. And we've got a lot of people who are doing such a good job with that. So beginning next Thursday, our first guest will be Father Frank Pavone from Priest for Life, who has always been willing to come on this show.
Wow.
He is such an advocate for the unborn.
He is a warrior.
Yeah. So Priest for Life will be represented.
It will be
Father Pavone. It will be Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, and people who work for Priest for Life. So I contacted them yesterday, and they said, yes, we are in. So the first Thursday of every month, we'll have somebody here from Priest for Life to talk about topics in the news, pro-life matters.
That is so awesome, Gary.
Father Frank will be here next Thursday as the initial guest. Okay, so that's the first Thursday of the month. The second Thursday of the month, we will be joined by our friend Chris Bell from Good Counsel Homes and Joe Quatrochi, who also works for Chris, and Joe's been on the program before.
Yes, they have.
Along with Father Benedict Rochelle, founded Good Counsel Homes up in North Jersey. They are now all over the country.
Yes, they are.
And he's doing such good things, helping women in crisis pregnancies, helping people heal from the effect of abortion. So, again, the Good Counsel Homes, they are on board. The third Thursday of each month, Bobby Schindler said, I'm in. So he's going to be joining us on the third Thursday of each month. And then the fourth and possibly the fifth Thursday, I'm waiting to hear back from somebody, and I'll let you know about that. And then maybe we'll do a rotation.
Wonderful, Gary.
Because we got lots of local people doing a great job in the pro-life arena. So that's what's coming up, and I am so pleased that we can now feature
Gary Zimak, home run.
But
folks,
you know, Dave, it's the Holy Spirit.
Oh, it is.
And it's these great people who are standing up for life. And I want, see, here's the challenge, and I don't want to talk too long because I don't want to run into the gospel. Dave, here's the challenge on this program. We want to keep it uplifting. Sometimes when you look at abortion, it can be a depressing message. But I believe it's one that we need to understand. And these various end-of-life issues, because we need to do something. First of all, we need to believe that God's bigger than any threat to life that can ever exist. So we have to continue to pray. But this show is all about inspiring you, the listener, to do something, to do what you can. And we all can do something to stand up for life. And that's why I want to have these guests on, to number one, inform us, and to number two, give us that call to action so we can go out and support life.
Yeah, from my understanding, I went to the March for Life, if you recall.
That's right.
First time this year. But the word I'm hearing from at all levels, from either Frank Pavone or when Teresa Tomeo, who is a staunch advocate and pro-lifer, there's a trend, and it's shifting, you know, especially with the young people.
That is right.
So, you know, we're going to do our part for our region and for those who listen to us on internet and all the ways that they can to bring the message.
That's right.
Yeah, the trend is shifting, folks.
We're winning the battle.
We're winning the battle.
Yeah,
that's what I'm hearing.
Exactly. So we want Spirit in the Morning to be out there getting the pro-life message out. So I'm so excited that we're able to do that. And I will give you more information as we finalize things. But for right now, that's what we have. And also tomorrow on the program, in the studio with us, is somebody doing an amazing job mm-hmm. in the Delaware Valley. Mm-hmm. Our friend Marie Joseph, she has been back. She has been with us here before. She is with the Legacy of Life Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Marie is going to be here to talk about a lot of different things. But she recently lost her mom. Her mother passed away. And Marie went through a really profound experience at the end of her mom's life. And she wanted to come in and talk a little bit about that. Because, again, pro-life, it's not just at the beginning of life. It's throughout. Mm-hmm. And at the end of life. This is important, too.
It's very important.
So Marie's going to share with us some information. She's going to talk about her upcoming trip to EWTN Television. And next week, she's going to be on At Home with Jim and Joy Pinto. And Marie does a great job also as a Catholic evangelist, mm-hmm. as somebody who goes out and has a website dedicated to evangelization. So, Marie, we've been talking already. She is all fired up, and we're going to have a great program.
All right.
And Dave Parker, you don't have to call any guests tomorrow.
Okay.
Yesterday we put you through a workout.
I'd have to turn up our mic. Our mic's up and down, right?
Man, we had a who's who of guests yesterday. And Dave, you were working hard. And
They were wonderful guests as well, Gar.
Yeah,
so, you are anyway, getting so many good people.
I love to be here. And I thank you, Dave, for all you do. I thank Frank Eliason for all he does. And I thank everybody at Holy Spirit Radio for allowing us to come into your home each morning. And to get your day started off the right way. Okay, I've got about 1 minute to do the gospel. Fortunately, it's a short gospel. Matthew 7, verses 15 through 20, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire."
Wow.
So by your fruits you will know them.
Mm-hmm.
What can I add to the words of our Lord right there, Mr. Parker?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are called to bear fruit in our lives. And that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. We are called to do something. The Lord has us alive for a reason. One day, we're going to be judged.
Absolutely.
And that hit me like a ton of bricks right now. I am not pointing fingers. So I am really not. That hit me. And I've got to take it seriously. The Lord gave us this day. Let's go out and bear good fruit.
Amen.
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 Right? I mean, that's clear. I don't need to add to the words of Jesus today. So there. when we come back, we're going to be joined by Ray Mooney. So grab a cup of coffee and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 28th. Today we celebrate Saint Irenaeus. The Church is fortunate that Irenaeus was present during much of its troubles in the 2nd century. He had ideal qualities, a fine mind, great patience, loyalty to Church teaching, and a desire to win over his opponents rather than prove them in error. He was born in Asia Minor but served as a bishop in France. Irenaeus was especially concerned with the Gnostics, whose teachings were attracting and confusing many Christians. The Gnostics denied the goodness of the flesh and maintained that revelation was available only to an elite few. Irenaeus challenged the heresy and, in 5 books, developed a system of theology that proved to be of lasting importance. His works, widely translated, gradually ended the influence of the Gnostics. Later, when the date for the celebration of Easter caused a rift between the Christians of the East and the West, Irenaeus interceded with the Pope on behalf of the Asia Minor contingent. The Pope's favorable response led to the voluntary adoption of the Western practice some 100 years later. Like his early life, the circumstances of Irenaeus's death in 220 are not clear. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I could write a love song, tell you what I think you want to hear, but it wouldn't be good enough, no. Yeah, I could try so hard to give it everything I got, but I'm not ever gonna measure up. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me, your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. It would have been easy, but I'm glad you never walked away, 'cause your love runs deep for me, and I see this beautiful world, and it brings tears in my eyes, and I think it's beautiful to be free. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me, your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. Thank you. Oh, for hope, for love, for all the ways you move. Yeah, for everything you do. What else can I say but thank you? All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me, your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you.
All I can do is say thank you. What a great song. What a great message. So, you know, when you wake up this morning, say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Thank you for the beautiful weather. It's something we overlook so many times, but something that will bring you a great deal of peace. You start being grateful for the little things in life, you're going to be so much more peaceful. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, I am excited. My next guest is a friend of mine, somebody that has had a profound influence on my life. In my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, I tell the story of the time that I was wandering around the Catholic Business Network, the Catholic Marketing Network trade show. This was back in 2011. At the time, I was still working full-time as a project manager, feeling that something was missing in my life and that the Lord was leading me somewhere. And I was walking up and down the aisles, and I came to a booth promoting total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I met a gentleman. His name is Ray Mooney. Ray is the National Director of Parish Consecration for the MyConsecration.org group. And Ray said to me, and Ray was doing such a good job promoting total consecration, he said, have you ever thought about consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary? And I said, you know, I've heard of it. I've heard of this devotion popularized by St. Louis de Montfort. Let me take the literature and I'll see. But, you know, I am not the type of guy that likes to commit to things. So I was a little leery, but I took the literature and I went home and I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go through the 33-day preparation for total consecration and consecrate my life to Jesus through Mary. I did that on October the 7th, 2011. And it has changed my life. And because of the Blessed Mother, I am now doing what I do. And I would not have been ever prepared or willing to go into full-time ministry, working for the Lord, if it wasn't for the help of the Blessed Mother and also the help of Mr. Ray Mooney. Ray, it's so good to have you on the program.
Well, I have been looking forward to this for the last several days. I'm so glad I just had a chance to listen to you talk about your how this influenced your life. Mine has been influenced dramatically also. But I'll give you one example that I hope will get people's attention.
Yeah.
When John Paul the Great was 22, he made his consecration for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and he renewed it daily for the rest of his life.
Wow.
And as a result, when he became the Pope, he took as his motto, totus tuus, meaning totally yours.
Yeah.
And through that life he led, we came to see Christ in him. And I'm sure that the same is true for you, Gary.
Yeah.
We can see Christ in you. And I hope it's true for me also, because it's made a tremendous change in my life back in 2002 when I made mine for the first time.
Ray, let's talk a little bit about that, and
sure.
I want to have you back on again to go through the specifics. So we're not going to rush through this, because
right.
this is a big topic.
Yep.
We're going to have people listening who will say, "I'm afraid to do this, this Mary worship stuff," which is not what we're talking about. That's
no,
too
not
much
at all.
For me. Let's talk about it before we get into total consecration, what it is, why the Blessed Mother is important. Talk about your life. You have a background in sales and marketing.
Yes.
Right? And how did this happen to you, and how did it affect your life?
Well, I'm going to really condense a little bit of this, because
okay.
back in 2002, I had been living in the state of mortal sin for several years, and I couldn't break away from it. I mean, Satan had me in a grip that I couldn't tear myself away from.
Wow.
And to make a long story short, in 2002, my pastor, when I was living in Allentown, got me, and the Blessed Mother got me, to go to his annual parish retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never, ever forget when Monsignor Murphy held up Jesus in front of me and said, "Ray, this is my body." And he gave me the host on my tongue, and I just felt this rush of graces coming into a formerly blackened soul.
Mm.
And later that year, 2002 is an amazing year for me, but later that year, I got a chance to do a parish consecration because one of the seminarians that was in that parish said, "Hey, let's do a consecration." Well, I didn't know exactly what I was talking about, but I said, "Hey, you know what? Blessed Mother has been taking me to new places."
Wow.
And so I went through it, and I made my first one on December 8th of 2002. And after a year or two of renewing it, then I started going to Mass on a daily basis.
Mm.
And every morning before Mass, I would renew my consecration in my own words. But by starting each day doing that, and of course going to Mass and leading a rosary before the Mass,
mm-hmm.
it really just sets you in on a road for that day. And I heard you saying earlier about how to wake up in the morning. Well, Blessed Mother introduced me to a way to wake up in the morning that has been life-changing, let's put it that way.
Ray, you know, you said something, and I want to point this out because I want to make sure everybody listening understands how this total consecration works and how the Blessed Mother leads us closer to Jesus. You talk about you started going to daily Mass, and I found that after my total consecration— I started having a greater desire to spend time with Jesus at daily mass. Yep. I had a greater desire to read the Bible. I had a greater desire to go to confession.
Yep.
Because I realize now that she's taking me by the hand and leading me closer to Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we don't even necessarily see her at work. We just feel it happening. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes. And I'll be even more specific. The missionary work that I do, the ministry work that I do, is basically 6 or 7 days a week. And it's not work because I am working, in quotation marks, for my Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
So I just do whatever I need to do. Now, there are days when things just get on top of me and I get a little distracted and maybe even a little bit annoyed. But you know what? At least once or twice a day and several times a week, I will almost feel her hand on my shoulder.
Mm.
And she will send people to me by email or by a phone, and this person will just blow me away with what's happening in their life.
Right.
And I'll go downstairs and I'll say, Judy, you can't believe what just happened.
Mm.
Blessed Mother came again, and she really got me out of it.
Wow.
And I truly mean that. I know that probably sounds a little silly to some people, but
not to me, brother.
It's not.
No.
She is my mom.
And you've always said that, and that's what really touched me when I first met you. You talked about her as if she was real, which she is.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think for so many of us, she becomes a statue in the corner.
I know,
but that's too bad. But once you're right, it is too bad. And once you make that total consecration, and we will get into the details about it. We have about 2 minutes left in this segment. I'm definitely going to get you back. I will be in touch after
Wonderful.
The show. We'll get you back on soon. But what I'd like you to do in the 2 minutes we have left is talk to that person who's listening, who's saying this total consecration sounds a little weird to me.
Yep.
The whole Mary thing is a bit too much. And then at the end, I want you to, if you could, send them to your website so they can
so
they can do a little reading, and then we'll have you back on to flesh it out a little bit more.
Wonderful.
So talk to that one person right now who says, this Marian devotion thing, I don't get it.
Well, here's how I look at it in a simple way. The most conformed person to Jesus ever is his mother.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we want to conform ourselves to her so that she can literally take us by the hand to her son?
Mm.
And if she is taking us to her son, that's a lot easier way to get to him than if we're trying to do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's the thing I would want people to come away with, that she will mold us, if you will, into something close to her son.
Mm-hmm.
And what more could we ask for? What better way is there to get to heaven than to have his mother bring us to him? And he is, how happy can he be?
Yeah,
if we come
to
him through his mom, then we are totally special to him, and we should never forget that.
And I think the important thing for everybody listening to remember is that she won't take you away from Jesus.
Oh, no.
Right? I mean, you know what's funny? You talk about St. John Paul II. He mentioned that was his fear at one time before he, right? He said
when he became Pope, yes.
Right. But then he realized that, no, she's going to bring you closer to Jesus than you could ever imagine. We are just about out of time, my friend. Where's the website so we can find out a little bit more information?
Best way to reach us is the website, which is www.myconsecration.org.
Perfect.
Myconsecration.org. And there's a lot of information on there.
Yes.
You can order books on there, either the Montfort style or the 33 Days to Morning Glory in English or Spanish.
Perfect.
And you will also find my email address at the top of the page, which is RAYMOONEY.
Great, Ray.
At myconsecration.org, and I want to talk to you.
All right, we're going to definitely have Ray Mooney back on. We will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Be right back.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The Republican Party's long-promised repeal of Obamacare is on the brink after Senate GOP leaders, short of support, shelved votes planned for this week. It was a major setback for President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans on their number one campaign promise, and prospects for reviving the legislation are, as of yet, uncertain. Turning to church news, and according to the most recent reports, one Father Miguel Angel Machoro, who was stabbed May the 15th at the cathedral in Mexico City, has left intensive care and has been transferred to the intermediate care area of Angeles Moselle Hospital in Mexico City. Father Machoro was injured in a knife attack occurring around 6:45 p.m. on May the 15th at the end of Mass in the cathedral. The assailant has been identified as Mexican citizen Juan René Silva Martinez. Martinez attempted to slit the throat of the priest, instead injuring him on the right side of his neck. Expert reports have determined the assailant had a, quote, psychotic disorder, but the attacks on Machoro represent only the latest in a series of attacks, kidnappings, and murders targeting Mexico's Catholic priests, most often because of their outspoken preaching against drug cartels and corrupt political officials. And a Lebanese cardinal has consecrated Lebanon and all of the Middle East to Mary in Fatima, praying for peace and stability. Cardinal Becerra Rai accompanied the thousands of faithful from the Middle East as well as the Lebanese diaspora from around the world who made the pilgrimage for the Lebanon Day in Fatima, which began June the 24th with the recitation of the rosary and a candlelit procession. Rai said to the faithful, quote, "We have come to renew the dedication of Lebanon and the countries of the Middle East to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, according to her wishes. This dedication is to repent, to stop wars, and to consolidate peace." With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popchak.
Hello, friends. The message of Our Lady of Fatima is more relevant today than ever before. I'm Father Wade Menezes of the Fathers of Mercy, and I look forward to joining Jeanette Bankovic as we unpack the mystery of this important prophecy. Join us at the upcoming Women of Grace retreat themed Our Lady of Fatima and the Triumph. How will the battle be won? Being held at Malvern Retreat House July 7th through 9th. Visit womenofgrace.com or call 1-800-558-5452 for details.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. At age 6, Ella Frech met a friendly 5-year-old named Erica, and they were inseparable right away. A year later, Ella developed juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, which left her on crutches and needing chemo. Erica remained a close friend throughout that ordeal. Ella later developed other health problems that left her in a wheelchair. Her mom, Rebecca, wrote about that time on her Patheos blog, and she said, "When Ella was too sick to play, the other girls we knew lost interest and found other friends. But not Erica. Through sickness and remission, able-bodied and paraplegic, this tiny girl somehow saw what even many adults could not, that beyond the sickness and the constant turmoil was a friend worth waiting for." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Try to catch my breath, it hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray, God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me, you're all I've got. Your solid ground, the only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me, carry me, carry me now. Jesus, calm my heart, come near me, please. Get the best of me. Oh, I believe that you're still here with me. 'Cause you meant what you said when you said you'd never leave. So carry me, carry me, carry me now. From my sinking sand to your solid ground. The only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me. Carry me now.
Do it myself, Lord. I need you to carry me. That is my prayer every day, especially when I do this program. I'm always praying, Lord. But anyway, we won't go there right now. I'm Gary Zemeck. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll do a quick look at the weather forecast for the Delaware Valley. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 62 degrees. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 78. And then tonight we'll have a low of 68 degrees. And then Thursday we will have sunny with a high of 86 degrees. So the heat is coming back to the Delaware Valley. But that's great. That's summer. That's what it's supposed to be. All right. I am excited now. My next guest is somebody that I've wanted to get on the program for a long time now. Tom Price is the Director of Programming and Production for EWTN Radio. He's somebody that I've known for a number of years. He does a great job. And I wanted to get him on to talk a little bit about the importance of Catholic radio and the great work that EWTN is doing with radio. Tom, good morning, brother.
Good morning to you, Gary. Great to hear your voice, buddy.
It's likewise great to hear you, Tom. Let's talk a little bit, if you will, about, before we get to Catholic radio and the importance of Catholic radio, and I know you're passionate about it, what's your background? How did you come to be involved in Catholic radio?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's got God's fingerprint all over it.
I believe it.
For sure. I started out in, you know, plain old radio, secular radio, if you will, starting out as a DJ and eventually working into programming a couple of radio stations, production, doing things behind the scenes, music directing, and then other, you know, allied industries. I worked for a recording studio in Hollywood, doing commercials, and one in Minneapolis, and that was all very well and good. I'll cut to the chase here. We had a big conversion in the mid-90s when we lived in Minneapolis, and there was a priest there who said, you know what, someday you're going to work at EWTN. I said,
really?
What's that?
What's that? I love it.
Yeah. I had no idea. And then I met another fellow who worked for EWTN, and he said, you know, we have a radio network. You may want to come talk to us.
Wow.
And long story short, I did that, and that was 20 years ago. Mm. Now, each and every day, I get to give back to God what he gave to me. He gave me those gifts and talents that allowed me to make a living in radio. But now I can help, in my little bitty way, help to save souls by pointing people to God and the church that he started.
Man, that's beautiful. Let's talk a little bit about that, Tom. We here at Holy Spirit Radio, and I'm joined in the studio by Frank Eliason, who is our Director of Operations. Tom, we were one of the early EWTN radio affiliates here at Holy Spirit Radio, going on
the air.
That's right. Frank, at 1999?
99, yes, that is correct.
So,
very early days. You know, back then, I mean, when I started in 1997, we had five affiliates.
Wow.
I could tell you where they were on the dial, who owned them, what their children's names were,
amazing,
all that. And now, in the United States, we have over, I think it's over 380 stations now, and then internationally over 500 stations. So I can't remember too many kids' names anymore.
Oh, man.
But it's amazing how it inspired so many people. Mother Angelica certainly inspired a lot of the people. But the programming also inspires a lot of programming. But how do you feel about playing second fiddle to David Anders?
Oh, listen. Nobody. Hey, Doug Keck always says, you know, guys, we need to live in reality. Well, the reality for this is nobody's going to be tuning in to hear me. And that's fine. That is absolutely fine because I learn new things from David every day. Mm. He's been a dear friend of mine for years, and it was actually my wife, Adrienne, who said, you know, maybe David should be on the radio.
He is. He's incredible.
He's phenomenal. That's
my favorite show on EWTN. I listen to it every single day. Mm. I think he's incredible. But you actually have an incredible radio voice.
Again, it's one of those things that God gave me, and I'm just trying to do, you know, the best that I can in my own little way. Certainly, we have so many different voices on EWTN. I'm just really one of the background voices, but whatever I can do, I'm there to do it.
Tom, let's talk a little bit about the importance of Catholic radio. I'm blessed to be able to do this show in the morning. And we realize we're able to reach people that our priests can't reach, the deacons can't reach. Some people have fallen away and they're on the go. We have tremendous possibility to reach people, to save souls through Catholic radio, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're one of many who attend Mass every Sunday, fantastic. Right. And you're going to hear probably a 10 or on a big day, you're going to hear a 15-minute homily. Well,
right.
Is that going to carry you from Sunday to Sunday? Maybe not. But Catholic radio does the heavy lifting 24 hours a day, where you're always going to hear something that will inspire you, whether it is, you know, a great talk or someone who called in to ask a question or even a prayer or a devotional. Yeah. This is the importance of Catholic radio.
And that's one of the most incredible aspects to Call to Communion is the nature that it is educating people, allowing people who are outside the faith to ask any questions that they want. Mm-hmm. You know, even our spiritual advisor was an atheist and converted due to the station. So EWTN, thank you for that. He is an incredible
Deacon Rich
Napoli, just an incredible person.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's taken many people on those faith journeys.
Yes.
And one of my favorite things that you've instituted is a lot of those spots that are out there of listeners and how radio has impacted them. Can you talk a moment about some of those changes you've seen in people that have written to you and that have been shared on EWTN?
We hear every day from people whose lives have been changed, either in subtle ways, in small ways. Sometimes it's a bang over the head with a 2x4. But certainly the ones that are the most dramatic are the ones that will stick with me, where you hear from a woman who is on her way, literally driving to the abortion clinic to end a life. They turn the radio on for some sort of a diversion, and they hear the rosary, or they hear from Barbara McGuigan talking, you know, about why this is wrong, or our new show, Pro-Life Update, with Catherine Zeltner, to lay out the reason. And this person literally pulls over, cries, and then turns the car around, goes back home, and has the baby.
Praise God.
And Pro-Life Weekly is actually a great example. I'd love for you to talk a moment about, because one of the things I noticed about that show, you obviously the host, a younger individual, and comes across that way. What do you see changing over the next few years within radio, within Catholic radio, to bring in other listening groups, younger individuals, people not within the faith at all?
Well, I think we have to do the best we can. You know, the good Lord has given us 168 hours in the week, and that's what we have to do, and we have to try to maximize that wherever possible. Now, we cannot be all things for all people, but we can point to people like Catherine Zeltner, and then we also have later on this summer, I'm not going to give out the details right now because we haven't wrapped everything up quite yet, but we have a young adult program that is going to be premiering on the weekend, and I'm looking forward to people like that and trying to keep voices, you know, fresh. My golly, I've been doing this for a long time, and there are always people out there like Catherine who are saying, you know what, I'm here, is there a place? And we do want to make a place for these folks.
Tom, you know, we want to thank you on behalf of everyone at Holy Spirit Radio for providing the great programming that you do. We have a mix here of local shows such as this one, many other programs. Plus, we rely so much on the EWTN programming. And speaking on a personal level, EWTN Radio and television is responsible for my conversion. So thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It is our pleasure. This is why we're here. It's not my network.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Mother Angelica's network. It is God's network.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother, you know, above all people, knew that and would always pray for, you know, the right foot forward. And so, you know, by the grace of God, we're just trying to do our little part to bring people to Christ.
Well, God bless you. God bless Mother Angelica, who is the reason for this station to be on in the first place.
Absolutely.
You know, she, during one of her shows, did a call for people to go out and buy a radio station. And
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Dale actually listened to it and bought a radio station.
He's
my father-in-law,
everybody.
So I could say I was completely and utterly shocked by it. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it is an opportunity to really reach people in new ways. So thank you for all that you do. To really make that happen.
Well, it is my pleasure, and I will say this as we're closing out. Mother, even though Mother was offering a 24-hour network feed for free for any station that wanted it,
wow.
She was always very supportive of local efforts like yours, because that is where you really plug into people at the local level. You can tell them what's going on in your community, and we can't do that at the network. So thank you for all the hard work that you guys do.
Thank you so much, Tom. Great to be with you. Great to visit with you this morning. God bless you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Tom Price, the Director of Programming and Production for EWTN Radio. Boy, that was fun.
When we
come back, time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Right now, it is 7:46. Stay tuned.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 7:15, Jesus told his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. Therefore, the kind of person you are will inevitably affect what you do, what you say, and what you take in." In school, Sister used to warn us that we would be affected by the kind of company we kept. Of course, this didn't resonate with us at the time. Today, I am very much aware of how we influence each other and how subtle the influence can be. In the past few years, I have become aware of how I had been duped for many years by the secular media and how I can't trust most of them now. All the more reason to appreciate such outlets as the National Catholic Register, Catholic Answers, and EWTN. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry or the future,
for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is
I just have to say, I love that song. I that song just inspires me. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. That's the Isaacs. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. That song is so powerful. That message is so powerful. And I want you to think about this. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Mm-hmm. You don't know if there will be a tomorrow. But the Lord knows. He's already there. He knows exactly what will happen. So the deal is, you stick with him. You're with somebody who knows the way. You just stay with him. You're going to be just fine. Keep that in mind today, because amen. I know you're listening out there. You are facing all kinds of challenges and problems. You're going to work. Maybe you don't like your job. Maybe you're having money troubles. Maybe you're having health issues. Maybe you can't get out of the house. Just remember that. The Lord knows what's happening tomorrow. He knows your future. Just stay with him and take one day at a time. And with that in mind, let's look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day. Today, The verse comes from Mark 11:12. Dave Parker, I think you're going to enjoy this. Mm-hmm. And the initial reaction I would expect when you hear this is, huh? Anyway, let's look at it. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Mark 11:12.
Wow.
Big deal, huh? Right? Yeah. Huh? Well, the reason I included that in my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, is because we forget this all the time, just how human Jesus was. He was divine, but he was also fully human. That means Jesus was hungry. Jesus knew what it was like to feel hungry. Mm-hmm. He can relate to any problem that you have.
And tiredness.
Yeah.
And
it's very important to remember that, the rejection that he felt was very real.
Yes.
So it's not as if he's sitting up in his heavenly kingdom somewhere and can't relate to what you are going through. He can relate. And that's an expression of his love for us, that he was willing, and he did this willingly, he didn't have to do this, to come to earth, to become human, to take on human flesh so that he could live among us and ultimately die for us, rise from the dead, and open the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm. And be our leader, as Gary, as you said so aptly, if we follow him, we just need to follow him through that gate.
That's right.
Because this world is not going to last forever for each one of us.
Right.
Where are we going after this, folks? Mm-hmm. You know, follow Jesus.
Dave, have you ever watched the TV show Undercover Boss?
Yes.
Where some company executive will go in disguise and walk in the shoes of one of the workers or do, you know, whatever task it is, and they don't know that he's the boss.
Exactly.
When I think about what Jesus did, again, he didn't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He voluntarily became human
to
live among us and to suffer hunger, rejection, tiredness, as you said. He did that because he loved us.
Yes.
That is pretty impressive.
Yes.
I mean, that shows how much he cares.
Exactly. And he, you know, he is the second Adam, as it were, you know, because we were fallen from the first Adam and Eve, from Adam and Eve in the garden. We know the story. But he came to restore our life, our eternity.
Right.
So,
right. And ultimately suffer that excruciating death on the cross.
Absolutely.
Out of love.
Out of love. You know, who else would do that?
Voluntarily. So when we complain, and I am really guilty of this, about I don't like the weather, I don't like the food that I have in the house, I don't like my job, I don't like this, I don't like that, I'm bored, I'm lonely, I'm angry, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just spend a minute and think about the fact that Jesus gave himself to us in this way. And he still is present to us, especially in the Eucharist. That's really him.
Mm-hmm.
And take advantage of that fact. And if you're able to get to daily Mass, please do so. Get to daily Mass. Pray. Talk to him each day. I mean, and I understand not everybody can get to daily Mass, but what a great privilege to be able to encounter Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, that reminds me of our first guest, Ray Mooney.
Yeah.
We need to consecrate, or we need to look at consecrating our lives to Jesus.
That's right.
What he was all about.
That's right.
And then Tom Price, our second guest, was phenomenal.
Right.
You know, just about the radio business that we're in, founded by Mother Angelica.
And we are blessed to be able to be here with you each day, and we're thankful to EWTN for giving us so much of the program. We're thankful for the folks here who founded this station and who enable us to come to you every day and proclaim the good news. We have about a minute left, so let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, thank you for being with us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being willing to be hungry, to humble yourself, to live among us, for coming to us, for always being present in our lives. We thank you for that, Jesus. Help us to recognize you in everyone we meet today and in every situation we encounter. We love you, Lord. We thank you. And we ask your Blessed Mother to intercede on our behalf to draw us closer to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Mr. Parker, it's another
Gary.
Show in the books.
Wow, another great show. Man, we're on a roll this week.
Praise God,
and thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yep, and we are not ending anytime soon. Tomorrow, Marie Joseph will be in the studio, live in the studio. If you've never had a chance to listen to Marie, you've got to check out the show tomorrow. She is on fire for the Lord, and she's going to be a great guest. Friday on the program, Kelly Walquist will be here to talk about women in the new evangelization, wine, and their participation in the Philadelphia Women's Conference in October. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, guess who's with you? That's right, Jesus is with you. turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time. God bless.